ایمان را در خودتون تقویت بکنید، ایمانی که هم در اینجا شما را شرافتمند می کند و هم در پیشگاه حق آبرو دارید و با آبرومندی وارد می شید به تخت اعلی.
In the path of the Imam.
In the name of God, the compassionate, the merciful. If you remember, dear listeners, we discussed the characteristics of the founder of the Islamic Republic of Iran, Imam Khomeini, may God bless his soul, in our last program, and we talked about humbleness and gave some examples in practice and behavior that showed the Imam's humbleness. Today, we're going to continue our discussion. Please stay with us. Scholars of ethics and Gnosticism consider humbleness as one of the highest merits. Imam Khomeini, may God bless his soul, also dealt with the issues in his works. He says that according to Islamic narrations, humbleness is one of the forces of intellect, whilst arrogance is one of the forces of ignorance. With the help of narrations and hadith, the Imam also explained that humbleness is divided into two kinds, one that is praised and the other one that is reprimanded. Then he goes on to say that humbleness before the Almighty, parents, brothers in faith, and teachers are praiseworthy and should be praised, whereas humbleness before disbelievers, the arrogant, and the rich is reprehensible. Imam Khomeini, may God bless his soul, considers the praised humbleness the kind that one shows without any expectation. He maintained that there are subtle differences between humbleness and flattery, and sometimes it is too difficult to differentiate between the two. He says that humbleness stems from fulfilling God's order and ends in the proximity of God and bears the fruit of spiritual perfection, whilst flattery stems from ignorance, polytheism, poverty in heart, spiritual meanness and negligence of God, which bears the fruit of abjection and loss of faith. The aspects of humbleness is the humbleness of the ruler before his people and subjects. It is narrated from the Prophet of Islam that the most superior person is the one who is humble to people whilst he is in power or a high status and position. Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him, says in his letter to Muhammad ibn Abu Bakr, Imam Ali says, "Bring down your wings for them, the people, and be soft before them." In view of this, Imam Khomeini used to recommend that officials be humble before the people, as he himself would fully observe this principle. Hujjat al-Islam, Muhammad Reza Nasiri, pointing to the forcible migration of the Imam from Iraq to Kuwait and refusal of Kuwait from accepting the Imam, and the concern of the Imam's companions and family over this issue. Hujjat al-Islam Nasiri says that under those conditions, Imam Khomeini felt ashamed before the people who had been in trouble because of him and said, "I've got reports from Tehran that people have been very much disturbed and many demonstrations have been staged and all are worried about the circumstances." Hujjat al-Islam Nasiri says that under those very tough conditions, with everyone uncertain about the future, Imam Khomeini said, "I'm ashamed of and I owe to the people, I feel belittled before these people. They have been in trouble for our sake and we are sitting here in quite comfortably. Hujjat al-Islam Hashemi Rafsanjani narrated an anecdote from the Imam saying, "Once we were by the Imam's side, he said, 'I don't know how we should know and explain the value of this nation. When I see young people, I feel belittled before them.'" According to Islamic culture, being the first one to greet is a sign of humbleness. Imam Khomeini observed this throughout his life, although he was one of the best experts of Islamic sciences and a very high-ranking jurisprudent. Late Ayatollah Izzeddin Zanjani said, "What we will never be forgotten by the pupils of Imam Khomeini and even those who had seen him is that he was very humble and very kind to his students. I was not only his student but also fascinated with his personality. All the time that I was with him, I couldn't precede him in greeting even once." Hujjat al-Islam Ashjani says, "Whenever the Imam entered a gathering, he would greet everyone, and even his family members would rarely precede him in this." Dear listeners, Imam Khomeini, may God bless his soul, would even greet children. Dr. Mahmoud Burujerdi says in this regard, "Imam Khomeini, despite his high position and status, was so kind and affectionate that he would greet children whenever he faced them. One of the features of humble people is that they apologize when they do wrong or disturb others. Imam Khomeini would apologize for the slightest disturbance that he caused or might have caused for others." Hujjat al-Islam Ghaffari, pointing to the last night of Imam Khomeini's staying in Nouvel Le Chateau near Paris, France, says, "On the night that the Imam was due to set out for Iran, the people of Nouvel Le Chateau came to his residence with bouquets of flowers. Even the Christian women who didn't believe in hijab had come with scarves. That night, people were in a strong state and all were crying. The leader of the Islamic Revolution apologized to the neighbors in a short speech and said, 'Pardon me that I have caused trouble for you during my stay here.' After translating the Imam's words, the people of Nouvel Le Chateau cried intensively." Ayatollah Sobhani, one of the current sources of emulation, says, "The Imam didn't attend anybody's class after the demise of Ayatollah Hariri and was engaged in teaching. He had joint discussions with the great figures of the seminary in those days in order to complete his degrees of jurisprudence, and he would attend a joint discussion between Ayatollah Sadr and Ayatollah Zanjani, saying, 'One day there was a heated discussion between me and Ayatollah Zanjani, but I kissed his hand because of him being elder and of his greatness.'" Imam Khomeini didn't like his name to be mentioned much on television and newspapers whilst he was the beloved leader of scores of millions of Iranians and free-spirited people around the world. It was mentioned by various people that the Imam would ask officials of IRIB not to mention his name much on television. The then head of IRIB, Mr. Hashemi, came to Imam Khomeini and the Imam told him, "I don't like to be the first on news and pictures whenever news is broadcast on television." He also said that he disliked to be mentioned on newspapers too much. He would say that he likes to see other news on ordinary people in the country.